WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and I am live, and it is Tuesday night, and that's all my fault, and it is about 43 minutes past the hour. We had a full board of calls here, and John told him I'll call back tomorrow night. So if you are still listening, I wish you'd call tonight, actually. So I can tell it's going to be one of those nights. 888-876-5593. That's 888-ROLLYE. And it is, as I say, now officially, I guess it's Wednesday morning, March 20th at about 20 minutes or so in front of, and the stream is working too. Well, that's lovely. Yeah, right. And no one is calling. Yeah, it was hilarious. Yeah, right. For whatever reason, I have a DA that's going bad, and we're not 100% sure why, but we managed to figure it out. And, you know, there's one thing, we'll save the day because we do have Barb's Tony Bennett request. Yeah, I sort of got a feeling before the show that something wasn't right. Now, you'd think that a sane person would just check that out. Yeah, but no, I sit here loading commercials for something completely else thinking, oh, it'll be fine. And of course it wasn't. So apologies to those of you who hung in there with me. And John is screening you as quickly as he can. But I think in the meantime, what I will do is take this moment to play a couple words of knowledge and Barb's request all coming up on WGN Radio. Or maybe I don't have a break at all tonight. I don't know. I think Adam might have told me. No break at all. Okay, so it's just me. All right, so no break. How lovely. And but I'm still prepared. And Barb might not get a request. I don't know. Barb, if you're listening, you'll get it tomorrow night because I have it queued up right now for you because of you by Tony Bennett. But we're not taking commercial break. We're talking to Russ, who's a first-time caller in Des Plaines. Hello, Russ. How's it going?
Hi, glad to talk to you. I've been listening for a few years.
Oh, great.
So I figured I'd give you a call, and of course I got a call on the shortest night of all.
That's good, though. I'm glad you did. What's up?
Yeah, I had a couple of requests, a couple old songs I haven't heard in a long time.
Okay.
I don't know if you're familiar with the group Blue Mink. I think they're from England.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the female vocalist is Madeline Bell.
Yeah.
You ever hear her?
Absolutely. Did a wonderful version of I'm Gonna Make You Love Me.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, of course.
And, yeah, that would be good too. But anyway, the song is Can You Feel It, Baby?
Okay.
And another one would be from Carla Thomas, Gee Whiz.
Okay. A big hit.
And those are the two I'd look forward to listening to. I know you probably can't get them in tonight. But.
Right, but I've got 2 hours tomorrow night, and I'll play them both for you. But yeah, Madeline Bell was the lead singer. There was another one for a while too, but Madeline Bell was just terrific, and she actually is an American, but she became well known in the UK actually during the 60s and 70s, not only with Blue Mink, but later she was big in Northern Soul. So I think she probably went to the UK originally on a gospel show, believe it or not, in 1962.
Yeah, beautiful voice.
Yes, absolutely. And I loved her version of I'm Gonna Make You Love Me. So we'll get you your Blue Mink and your Carla Thomas.
Okay, thank you. I've been listening the same slot since Eddie Schwartz and Stephen Johnny and Nick Cagilio and then you, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's great to have you, and I hope you'll call me again soon.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye.
Yeah, so, right. Madeline Bell was so underrated, but Sean Phillips with I'm Gonna Make You Love Me, which, of course, was originally Dee Dee Warwick, and then a number of other people, too. So, 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, we have Chuck in Rockford. What's up tonight, Chuck?
Oh, have you heard Chuck Norris's recent advertisement for Morning Kick?
Yes, I think I have.
Well, you know, in a way, the stuff, you know, he was talking about, but it's probably what you don't normally hear presented, you know, on the radio. But, you know, that's probably one of the most important things for the seniors.
Well,
a lot of times they get over-medicated and they can't... you know, make a lot of the mechanisms in their body work.
I'm not a fan of people using their notoriety to suggest any ingestible. In fact, that's why I left Coast to Coast the first time in 1999. I think Chuck Norris is great. He's a wonderful actor and an all-around good guy. But when he starts not only promoting, but in fact, I think that it is his company, starts getting into the supplement business, I worry. Granted, the stuff is all generally recognized as safe. I understand that, but I would hope that most people wouldn't take the advice. You know, like when people ask me something medically, I say, hey, it's just my opinion. Don't take the advice of a talk show host, for God's sakes. Look a little further. So I have no idea what Morning Kick is about, but I'd prefer to find out from someone who is not necessarily an actor.
Yeah, well, I think just a heads up on that particular thing, though. I think a lot of people...
You're 100% right. There are so, and you're right. As we age, there are so many things that we probably, our body is not metabolizing correctly, or we're not getting enough of it. But it's as individual as we are, and absolutely, I believe in that natural. In fact, I'll go the natural route every day of the week before I'll get into pharmaceuticals. But I wish somebody would work with somebody who really specialized in that, because again, what's great for one person will not work for the next guy's body. So working with somebody who is a real nutritionist, or somebody who is a naturopath and all that, that I think that's the way to go. Find out what your body needs, not what everybody else is trying to push.
Well, I'm finding out the older I get why it's become a full-time job. Things working.
Well, not only that, you got to read labels, and if you look at the labels on this and you see things like artificial sweeteners like Ace K or aspartame or any of that, I would say run like the devil. Also, when you see things that have red 40, that's a dye, or blue 1, there's others as well.
I had quite an experience with that particular. I don't know if it was a red 40, but it was one of the red dyes.
Right.
And it was in a food processing plant. And I got some of that dust on me, and everything was just fine until I started sweating. It looked like I was covered with blood.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's that is not good at all. So I'm looking at the supplement. I looked it up just now. What I want to know is, tell me what the other ingredients are. The inactive ingredients. I usually want to know. So there's algae and kale powder and wheatgrass and grass powder and alfalfa and all that. And there's barley, and most of that stuff is not going to hurt anybody. But there's a probiotic blend as well, and your basic Acidophilus, but not only. There's several others as well, and some of those will work well.
Did you get
for
anything
you
on the price line on that?
Well, you mean how much it cost? I'll check that in a minute. But it's also got citric acid. It says natural flavors, and I hate that word, but they're allowed to use it. And I understand that because of the flavor houses, but I'm still more interested in tell me really what natural flavors are. But nonetheless, okay, so that's interesting. I see how to use it. I see that it's delicious, and I'm not seeing how much it costs. So let's see if we can't find that out. And sometimes it's more than worth it, and other times not. But I would first hope people would really take a look at the labels and see if the ingredients are what they want to eat. I don't know. All right, so yes, here we are. Oh my goodness, here's a little jar for $49.95, regularly $80. And here's another one, one jar. Get one jar, $79.99. Three jars.
Oh, okay.
And there's three jars.
Right up there around with gold, huh?
Yeah, three jars is $215.85. Six jars, a comprehensive bundle for $407. But there again, there are things that probably are a bargain at those prices. And then there are other things where you say, I don't think so. So interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you've come to almost the end of this short show. I got two other people hanging on there, but call me again later.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right.
We'll catch you later.
Good deal. And it may be terrific and it may not. But again, I would say, you know, do your due diligence and work with a medical professional when in doubt. Valerie is in Warrenville. Okay, Valerie, what's up tonight?
Okay, the wood and the egg, it was an Easter project that I did. And it looks beautiful. I'm good. Staring at it when he asked me the question, and I was drawing a blank, so that's where that is. But I got myself a case of your Mexican Coke.
Okay.
Coca-Cola.
Oh, very good. Well, remember, you've got to chill it to just above freezing and don't use ice.
Well, I accidentally froze the bottle one time.
Well, you can do that. All right. Now, if you're doing that, if you're putting that in the, and that happens, if you're putting that in the freezer, put the bottle in a plastic, you know, Ziploc bag first.
Mm-hmm.
Because, believe me, I've blown up a bunch of them, but at least they're confined to the bag.
Yeah. When it started thawing, I put it upside down in a glass.
Right, okay, so what you're saying now, wait a minute, the bottle itself didn't shatter?
Nope.
Oh, okay, then that's fine.
Yeah, I caught it in time.
Then I'll tell you the trick there. And you missed, by the way. When it is frozen like that, do not open it, period. Do not open it under any condition. Let it come back to not frozen. Otherwise, it's going to have absolutely no carbonation.
Okay, every once in a while I get impatient, so that's what happens.
No,
with that. Okay.
Let it completely thaw. Yeah, definitely let it come back to normal, or you will. Well, I'm telling you, it'll just be flat as a pancake.
Oh, well, sometimes that's better. That way you don't have to choke on the carbonation.
Never. But if you're saying that, then you probably don't want to be drinking Mexican Coke.
No, and the Mexican Coke is exactly what I expected it to be, because it's hitting my 1970s, 1980s taste memory.
Very good. All right.
And, thank you.
Enjoy every bit of it.
Oh, I plan on it.
All right. Okay, thanks.
Was there anything else? No. Drat. I didn't write down the music I was going to ask. Don't forget my name. Okay. You have yourself a good night.
You too. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, Valerie.
I'll listen to you tomorrow night.
I hope so. Thanks. Yes, tomorrow night we'll have a whopping 2 hours right after the game. And then Thursday night, again, it'll be abbreviated half-hour show. But see, this will give me plenty of time between now and then to have a long talk with my DA to find out exactly what was going on there, because it seems to be flawless now. And, of course, that's almost more worrisome than not working. So 888-876-5593, when you don't know, that is. All right, so Sherry's in Naperville. What's up tonight, Sherry?
Hey, hi. I got to take off speaker.
Of course you do.
Can you hear me?
I do, loud and clear.
Okay. I just wanted to mention, because we've heard Eduardo, who moved from Chicago to Florida with his mother twice now, on a Sunday at during the 2 to 3 p.m. Central Time hour, once before Christmas, said he was going to come back somewhere here for Christmas. And I call it the old guy show, but it's around the town Chicago with Alan Breslau.
What are we talking about?
Pardon?
What are we talking about? Let's start with the subject.
I don't know, because he announced he was going to Dallas for some conference that had nothing to do with nursing.
Uh-huh.
But he listened to the station, apparently, and on April 7th, this show he listens to, because he said he would call Tuesday.
All right,
and
fine,
I don't know
fine.
If he did.
Uh-huh.
But this show is moving from 2 to 3 to earlier, 1 to 2.
All right.
Something like that.
Very good.
I'm sorry. I just want to let him know, because every time he calls in while we're listening, David and I both look at each other and smile. It's kind of funny, because we're all connected, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Love you both.
All right. Thanks for calling. Okay. Appreciate it.
And I don't mean him. I mean you and John.
Yes. Okay, thanks. All right. So, yeah, that's coming close to a wrap. But, you know, I thought to myself, well, I don't know if Barb is listening or not. But I do have a couple moments here. And what she wanted to hear more than anything else is Tony Bennett, Because of You, 1951, Columbia, which, by the way, was a flip side. It wasn't even the A side. So I figure let her hear a little of it. So this is for you, Barb.
Because of you, there's a song in my heart. Because of you, my romance had its start. Because of you, the sun will shine, the moon and stars will say are mine forever and never to part.
Was his first big hit too, and interesting, as I say, when it was released originally it was a B-side, and of course Percy Faith was conducting it. It became his first major hit, got to number one, stayed there for 10 weeks, and it was written actually Arthur Hammerstein in 1940, and there were, you know, typical big bands and such did it, but then 51 did it as a pop standard, and the rest was history. There's an R&B version of that too by Tab Smith. Maybe we'll play that tomorrow night, but a number of other things, including Chris Montez had a version of it. Somehow that figures. All right, so I believe that that's going to be a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and keeping up with me. It's not easy. We thank John for screening your calls, and those of you who called back, much appreciated. We've got 2 hours to spend tomorrow night. I hope you will call again. Until then, I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.